Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The British Canal System, a wonder of the modern era.
When it comes to technology, the Brits really know their onions.
You know you can get directly from Manchester to London in as little as 2.5 years on the canals?
What an age we're living in.
You can even go uphill. Imagine that, sir. Uphill.
That's the hardest form of hill to maneuver, Kelly. On almost any transport system. Highways, byways, segways. Speaking of, what's the news from Four Slice Studios?
Well, sir, even though the monkey murder's all wrapped up, we still have a lot of unanswered questions.
The monkey was a dead end, huh?
More of a red herring.
This case gets fishier and fishier.
We know someone exploded Vivian Stone by combining animal tranquilizers with her anti-aging cream.
Naturally.
We know Susan Ben Susan's hands exploded for the same reason, because she also ingested the tranquilizers and then moisturized her hands with the same dead cream.
All pretty obvious when you spell it out.
But then Miss Ben Susan disappears. We're busy trying to work out who stole the tranquilizers in the first place, and suddenly Vivian Stone's son, Will Vanderflap...
Of the Sudders Empire?
The very same. Ups and drowns to death in his own bubbly steam room.
How do you drown in bubbles? Aren't they made of air?
Intelligence suggests he was simply overwhelmed, sir. Maybe you could have made it out if you hadn't been so damn relaxed.
Holy cow.
A real twist, huh?
Oh, sorry, Kelly. I was just thinking about this exquisite canal system again. 2.5 years. Extraordinary.
Who exploded Vivian Stone? Episode 7. Das Shoot.
Sit yourself down, Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Sons. Gosh, what a terrible business this continues to be.
Indeed it does, Wallace. Indeed it does. You've met Miranda Parp, of course. I hope you don't mind. I've asked her to sit in.
Good morning, Mr. McTravers.
Of course, a crucial team for the crisis meeting. Absolutely top idea.
Yes, I thought so too. Drink?
No, thank you.
Are you sure? I always appreciate a drink when I'm about to receive very, very bad news.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound good at all.
I've been giving some serious thought to the future of this film, Wallace.
The studio is concerned, Mr. McTravers. Very concerned indeed. William Vanderflap's passing is a deep, regrettable shock.
Are we still saying shock? He's the 7th person murdered, maimed or arrested.
This revelation about Ronnie's heritage is about all we have left going for us. The one hope of finishing the film with any shred of credibility.
One cannot ignore the natural poetry of the daughter completing the mother's work in this encyclopedic examination of matriarchy.
But there comes a time in every producer's life where he has to retreat, rally the troops and strategize. So that's what I'm doing.
We're exploring every available legal possibility.
Clear out the dead would absolutely, Mr. Sons. Miss Parp, I have to say it's an excellent plan. Will, for example, God rest him, a brilliant man, but not cut out for creative filmmaking. If we could just take out those tiny obstacles, I foresee nothing but smooth seas ahead.
That's right. We need a total do-over, Wallace, you understand? We are getting rid of all the non-essentials.
You're hiring a new crew, a fine plan.
The crew's unionized contracts are ironclad. They'll have to stay.
Some of the actors then, alas, will bow out early. It makes total sense.
No, we need them for reshoots. You know how it is.
The makeup team, surplus to requirements?
Bound into several actors' contracts, I'm afraid.
Catering?
An army marches on its stomach, Wallace.
But... Well, I'm no mathematician, but that only leaves...
How about that drink, Wallace?
Mr. Sons, you can't get rid of me. We had a deal. You promised me 3 pictures or more.
Only upon completion of Rosemary's Toddler.
But nothing has been my fault.
Wallace, we have an opportunity here to leverage Ronnie Stone to smooth out the press coverage, get people excited, to fall in love with Toddler again. We can have this wrapped in a week and launch a new legacy along with it.
So... No one here understands how to rally a cast, how to craft the perfect shot, how to mine the rich veins of dramatic awe that run through an actor's very soul. Who's going to do my job?
Well, Wiggy, of course.
Wiggy?
If I learned one thing in my time and career, it's that if you want a job done right, you give it to Wiggy.
But not directing. What does Wiggy know about directing?
Oh, I think you need to give him more credit. Is defusing a landmine not exactly like the delicate art of ego stroking an actor?
Well,
is blowing up a bridge not a fine display of timing and artistry?
I really don't
is
think
plunging
that...
a bayonet deep into the heart of an advancing enemy soldier, looking into his eyes and noticing as he slips away into death that we all have a shared humanity and that really war is the wasteful destruction of youth by the old, not extremely similar to drawing up a rough shooting schedule?
I don't bloody know. I wasn't in Korea.
No, I know.
Mr. Sons, please.
Four Slice Studios wish you didn't have to come to this, Mr. Matravers, but there it is. It's just business.
Mr. Sons, the Vivian Stone archive footage Will Vanderflap ordered has been delivered. Shall I have it brought up?
Yes, please, Francesca. And while you're at it, please show Mr. Matravers out. Goodbye, Wallace.
Just this way, Mr. Matravers.
Just a moment, Francesca. Please. Mr. Sons?
Yes, Wallace.
You have broken my heart, sir. You have broken my heart.
This is an announcement for Rosemary's Toddler. The press conference is about to begin. All primary cast members of Rosemary's Toddler, please make your way immediately to the press room.
Settle down. Settle down, please, ladies and gentlemen. Settle down. I know you're all very excited for Veronica Stone's very first press conference. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Morris Flutz, and I'm here very proudly as young Miss Stone's new publicist. A few ground rules. It's been a...
When did you get a publicist room?
Just turned up this morning.
Just turned up.
She didn't even have to apply.
Well, bravo, Ronnie.
And publication clearly before you begin. Now, without any further ado, let's find out just what a huge star we have on our hands.
Stephanie Stams from saucy movie theme Daredevil magazine, Hollywood, would you?
I am.
Miss Colbet, the world is obviously stunned to learn of your existence. But how long have you known about your relationship with your mother?
Oh, well, I just know I was unplanned. A mistake after a fling with my father when she was on tour years ago.
And she only found out via a secret note left for her after her father's death.
Well, that's not true. What do you care, kid? Look at them lap it up. Little kitties with their milk bowls.
Just weighing in here, we are all extremely excited to have young Veronica joining us and to be part of her new legacy. Mixed salad, actor.
Yes, if the film should profit from it and our profiles increase, that's by the by. This really is about young Ronnie. Joanna Shoebags, actress.
More questions for Veronica? Jeremy, go ahead.
Jeremy Hounsworth from American Military Investors, broadsheet The Wall Street Journal. How would you describe leaping into a full movie production from total obscurity?
Well, it's been difficult.
Difficult not to take to it like a duck to water.
But I've had plenty of help.
From her acting DNA.
And Judy.
Judy?
That's right. Judy Goose, Veronica, what the hell are you doing?
I should just say, it must be a shock to you, Miss Goose, plucked from being an extra to performing what we're told is a pivotal scene with no less than Vivian Stone's long-lost daughter.
Well, we're working extremely hard to get it right.
And Judy's given everything for this role, haven't you, Judy?
Well, I don't think Judy wants to talk specifically.
Oh, yes, it's been marvelous.
Apparently she does.
Being in this film, getting to do this part, it's like all those penniless decades in the background being ignored were almost worth it.
Miss Stone, Tara Clara Cardman here from Cuban cooking and lifestyle magazine Fidel Gastro. Did you ever get a chance to meet your mother?
I did meet her once.
On the day that she died.
Oh, this is gold.
Could you tell us what happened?
She invited me up on stage during a tour of Four Slice Studios. She commented on how alike we look and then she exploded.
You poor girl. You poor girl.
Miss Goose, it must have been traumatic for all the cast.
Right, hang on. This is not
well,
what we agreed.
Well, it was the last thing any of us expected. I can honestly say I've never seen a woman explode like that in my life.
And can we quote you on that?
Well, yes!
And what about you, Mr. Salad? How did witnessing the explosion affect you?
We really should keep on track
with
the...
Well, I wasn't actually at the exploding. No, I was, somewhere else.
And is it true we're no closer to working out who the Phantom Exploder might be?
No one has any idea.
Look, this interview is about Veronica Stone, not Vivian. Can we please keep to
the... What about you, Miss Shoebags? Where were you when Stone extrapolated herself?
That is to say, a lady's business is her own, Shoebags demurred. You can use that.
Are you not concerned this failure to account for your whereabouts will lead to the arousal of suspicion?
On the contrary, I'm delighted when any failure of mine results in arousal of any kind. A man is allowed his secrets, as is a woman, to a point. I don't think you can disagree with that.
Have you told these secrets to the police?
What exactly are you implying?
Sir, neither of you can account for your whereabouts on the day in question.
My readers will want answers, Mr. Salad, Miss Shoebags.
Bigstone's public deserve answers.
Ladies and gentlemen, please remember this press conference is an unveiling of my client, Miss Veronica Stone.
I will not sit here and be accused.
Then will you provide proof?
Please keep the questions on topic and film related, or I will shut this conference down.
All right, Gillian. Busy today, isn't it?
Oh, it's bloody bonkers, Wiggy. All these bloody journalists. Just give me a minute, love. These canapé trays need handing out, and Gideon's only bloody gone AWOL.
No rush.
Wiggy?
All right, Smalley.
All right, Wig. Thought I might find you here.
Just trying to get a bite to eat. These journos have had the lot.
Listen, me and the other lads. In technical, we've been chatting, yeah, now that you're moving up in the world and that.
Hey, it's temporary.
You're not going to forget us, are you, Wig?
What? What are you talking about, you daft sod? Of course not. It's only till the film wraps.
We thought you might want a gift, Wig, for your going away and that.
I told you, I'm not going away.
Got a tape here. Doing the rounds, one of them special ones.
Oh, aye.
Yeah, one of the saucy ones. With ladies and that. Few faces you might recognise in this one.
Eh? What faces?
See for yourself, Wig. See for yourself. All right, Gideon.
Hiya, lads.
Gillian.
About bloody time.
Might I have a word? In private.
They're absolutely loving these canapés, Gideon.
I know.
I've already got 7 business cards and 2 requests for interviews with established food journals. I think we're onto something here.
I know.
The mystery meat is a real hit.
I know.
Well, you could be bloody happy about it.
I found something in the mystery meat.
It's not a hair, is it? It's not a pubic.
It's nothing downstairs, no.
Oh, thank Mother Mary. Don't bloody scare me like that, Gideon.
It's worse.
Worse than a pubic? Oh, blooming heck, go on then, tell me.
It's a necklace. Look.
A necklace? Oh, it's pretty.
Never mind that. Look what it bloody says on it, Gillian.
To Susan, my right hand and left hand woman.
See?
Oh, you don't think this belonged to famed hand double Susan Ben Susan?
That's exactly what I bloody think.
But Susan vanished. No one knows where she is.
Exactly, you daft mare.
Oh, Gideon, you don't think.
I do.
She's only run away to the Bahamas and left behind a bloody necklace.
No! Don't you get it? This bloody mystery meat canapé is Susan Ben Susan. And so's this one. And so's this one.
You what?
How else do you explain it? Her locket amongst all that delicious, mysterious meat. That's the reason that meat wasn't on any paperwork. Because we never bloody ordered it. Someone stuffed Susan's mashed up body into our chiller.
Oh, what are we going to do, Gideon? We have to tell someone.
Now, hang on. Hang on a bloody moment, won't you? We may have been eating a lovely, shy, alcoholic hand double, but we have also, Gillian, if you think about it, made one of the most revolutionary and succulent culinary discoveries in quite some time.
I have got 7 business cards already.
And 2 requests for interviews.
With established food journals.
Exactly. Don't we deserve our time in the sun? I don't know about you, but I am sick to the bloody back teeth of serving up the same slop to the same grim faces every day.
I was thinking, she could be perfect with just,
a touch more tarragon. Let's blow their bloody socks off. Not literally. Sorry, Susan.
Yes, sorry, Susan. You delicious little tart.
Mick, what on earth are you thinking at that press conference?
He was trying to take the attention away from my client.
All right, everyone, listen up.
Look, Flats, it's hardly my fault. I'm a captivating interviewee.
Everyone.
I can't quite believe they wanted to ask me your last question.
Message! Shut!
Why are my legs suddenly together?
Wreck and file!
Is it just me or am I getting in line?
Stand to! Ready for you, sir.
Right. I don't think it's news to anyone that the past few weeks have been, to put it mildly, an incalculable shambles. But that changes today. As you'll no doubt be aware, Wallace Matravers has been dishonourably discharged.
If what? Poor Wallace! Tell me, who's getting his Winnebago?
Silence!
Wigginton here will be taking over as director, and he's going to run a tight ship.
Wiggy?
But surely he lacks Matravers' qualifications, the experience, the look of a harassed, wet tramp.
Quiet, you maggots!
I have authorised Mr. Wigginton to do whatever necessary in order to get this film wrapped in a timely manner.
Any nonsense from you miserable dogs and you'll be digging the latrines for a week, you hear?
No more funny business, no more grisly deaths, and most importantly, no more bad press, understood?
Oh, we wouldn't dream
of... Is that understood?
Sir, yes, sir!
Right then, I'll leave you in Wiggington's capable hands. I've got about 100 hours of old Vivian Stone footage to review.
Oh, footage?
Of my mum?
The late Mr. Vanderflap ordered it up from archive. Old clips, interviews, never-before-seen auditions. We're going to set up an exhibition. I'm calling it Vivian Stone, No Viv Unturned.
The press are going to eat that up.
Indeed they will, Mr. Flutz. Right, I'm off. Good luck, Wiggington. This could be a whole new career for you.
Career was a long time ago.
You owe it to yourself after everything you've been through, mind, body and soul.
Please don't send me back to Seoul.
It's a chance to show off your vision.
They're not visions, they're trauma-induced flashbacks.
Art is pain, Wiggington. Art is pain.
Right then, I expect to see you all back here at 1400 hours, sharp. Ronnie, meet me at hair and makeup at 1100 hours to talk about the new ending.
New ending?
Dismissed! Up to the... Up to the...
When did he say?
Ronnie, allow me to translate. I was in the beavers. 1400 hours is a military term. You simply divide that by 24 and multiply by a trusty English yard. So, 1100...
Look, can we get back to more pressing matters? You heard, Mr. Sons. No more bad publicity. I've got a room full of rabid journalists all asking about you.
Carry the two.
Finally!
Yes, so by Wiggy's calculations, he'll see you in the armory in 58 days?
Salad. Shoebags, you need to retract your statements.
Mr. Flutz, please, it's out of our hands. A firefly cannot simply dim its glow. A flame cannot stop the attraction of the moth.
Yes, a magnet cannot just cease attaching itself to my brushed steel zipper, sir.
But they're coming after you for Miss Stone's death.
All publicity is good publicity. Really, as a PR man, you should know that.
Not when it comes to homicide. That'll end your careers entirely.
Oh, please, that's just idle gossip and flim-flammery.
What kind of idiot admits he doesn't have an alibi for a murder at an international press conference?
How dare you call Joanna an idiot, sir?
If you get accused of murder, you take all the wrong headlines, and my client sinks without a trace. We have to clear your names and get back to what's really important. The debut of Veronica Stone.
Why don't you just tell everyone where you were when my mum exploded? Please, Mick, I need to know it wasn't you that killed my mum.
From the mouth of babes.
Mick, no.
Oft time come gems.
Mick, we promised we wouldn't.
We were coupling, all right?
What?
Cripes.
We were mating. We were en fornicatio. We were making the beast with our backs.
You two? Oh, fine. You got it out of us. We were making love, all right? Love!
It's true. Our animal natures took us, not for the first time. For the truth is, we are in a deeply sexual relationship and have been for some period.
An affair?
But, no, that doesn't make any sense.
Not you two, no way.
But it's true.
Give over. You two've got about as much heat as a penguin's bumhole.
If you're going to lie to the press, you should at least come up with something convincing.
What?
They're never going to believe some thrown-together excuse. Unless you've got real hard proof to back up that claim, you're going down as the people who exploded Vivian Stone.
So that, I suppose, is all of it. A life's work, all fitting into the back of a Ford Cortina. Dear Mick's original shooting script, speckled with Olivier's feculence. Laura's initial notes on my first draft, as misguided and incorrect now as they were then. Joanna's scratch marks from where I gave her those notes on poise. I'll carry those on my skin forever. Oh, such memories make a lifetime, do they not, Owen?
Come on, Mr. Matrevis, you need to get a move on.
Yes, yes, I'm going. Just give me a moment. Let me taste one last gulp of that sweet studio air.
Mr. Matrevis, come on, you need to go, or I'll have to clamp you.
It's all right, I'm going.
Hi. You all right, Mr. Matrevis?
All right. Why wouldn't I be?
Are you crying?
Crying? Me? No. What an idea. No, I just have ocular seepage. It's a medical condition. Look it up. By all means, look it up.
It's not the end of the world, you know. There's other places you can make films. My mate Stuart, he's got this shed in the woods.
Pish!
Right?
No, you misunderstand. I couldn't care less, really, about moving on from the legendary Forsyth Studios. The world will be my studio. It's people, my actors, it's cameras. Well, I'll need to buy a camera, and they're not cheap, so I'll just
pick a few shifts up in the cinema. They'll take me back, probably, if they've forgotten what I said to them or when I left. And if not, well, a director can always learn a thing or two from cleaning hooks in his uncle's abattoir, I'm sure.
Right.
In fact, there could be a film in that. Hook Boy. By day, he washes hooks, but by night, he washes... prostitutes? It's early days, Owen, but there's something there.
You fancy a drink, Mr. McTravis? Oh, I've got a little left over from the night shift, if you do.
Owen, you're a kind man, aren't you? Yes, a celebratory nip, maybe toasting a new future.
Sure, celebratory.
To the future. Good grief. That's like paint stripper.
Yeah, helps with the cold.
I dare say, handy little hip flask to get you through the long hours. That seems like just the ticket.
Mr. McTravis?
Oh, my God.
What's the matter? You're not going blind, are you? Don't go blind, Mr. McTravis. I can't have that happen again.
No. No, quite the opposite. Excuse me, Owen.
Where are you going?
I need to get inside. I need to see Mr. Sons.
I'm sorry, Mr. McTravis. You're not authorised to go past this point.
But it's an emergency.
Well, I'm sorry, but Mr. Sons has asked not to be disturbed for the remainder of the day.
But it's important.
No, Mr. McTravis, you can't.
I think I've worked something out.
Mr. McTravis, Force Life Studios contractually doesn't care what you think anymore. I'm sorry, but if you don't go of your own accord, I'm legally obliged to punch you in the nose and give you a fireman's lift over the property boundaries.
Fine. But I warn you, Owen, you're making a big mistake.
Where are you going?
I'm going to see an old friend who will listen to me.
Well, look lively and answer the question, Flutz.
My client wholeheartedly agrees to these changes, Mr. Wiggington.
Hang on, what's happening?
Ronnie, keep still, I need to spray.
What changes?
Judy, stop squirming. Filing warts is delicate work.
There's a new ending, Judy. Krull the Demon King tries to kill Rosemary, but is scuppered by the power of a mother's love. Rosemary survives, the Demon King's defeated.
But why?
There is absolutely no way my new lucrative client, the child of the late great Vivian Stone, is ending this movie as a puddle of blood.
What about my final speech?
Yeah, Jodie's been working really hard on the theme.
I learnt all the lines, I've been to all my lessons, I shaved down my combs so my legs look the same length.
If you'd done the same to these warts on your neck, you'd have done me a favour.
Oh, Queenie, you scoundrel.
Now, Rosemary's shot in the head.
I thought I was getting stabbed.
Yeah, a knife's no use here, Ronnie. Sure, you can strap it to the end of your rifle, but what's the point when you never get close enough to see the whites of the enemy's eyes? No. Korea's a place for guns.
But I've never been to Korea.
Look at you. Some of us never left.
So Rosemary does die?
Harnessing the power of motherhood, she spits the bullet back out and right into the Demon King's mouth.
Oh my.
What an ending.
Wiggy, we can't have good triumph over evil. That's not the vision.
Is it a crime to want some sunshine in your life, Judy? A tiny ray of hope to keep the demons at bay.
But this is a horror!
An expert in horror now, are you? You should chat to my pal, Rabbit the Hutch, Hutchinson. Tell him about horror if you're the authority. Oh, no, wait, you can't, because he's dead.
So, what happens to Krull the Demon King?
Ooh.
My character!
He melts into a festering brown puddle.
I don't know how to do that.
Full company report for filming at 1400 hours. And Ronnie, meet me in the armory once you're done here. About time you learn how to get shot in the head. Shame old Rabbit Hutch isn't here to teach you. After all, he's the expert.
Congratulations, Veronica. This finale will be the perfect showreel for all the new parts that are coming in for you.
Do you think so?
New parts?
Oh, the phone's been ringing off the hook.
Ronnie, wait. They'll listen to you about the ending. You could get them to change it back. Oh,
well, I do think Morris knows best when it comes to these things, Judy.
Morris does know best. We simply couldn't lose one Ms. Stone and kill her replacement on screen. Now, what is it you must always remember?
I'm an A-lister. I am royalty. I am queen of the screen.
Exactly.
But, Ronnie, I thought we were friends.
We are, but I've got to do what's best for my career.
Well, this was my big break.
Face it, Goose. If it ain't happened yet, it's probably for a reason.
Oh.
Now, if you don't mind leaving us, my A-list client and I have to talk.
Right.
Sorry, Judy. You still get to turn into a brown puddle, don't forget.
Oh, you are a stone after all.
What do you mean?
It's feathers and fun all over again.
What are you on about?
You stone women will do whatever it takes to get ahead. Viv Tanks, her double-act partner Bitsy, you sell out your grisly old hag. It's delicious.
Where I haven't...
How is dear old Feathers doing?
Bitsy, she's terrible. Half-starved. In fact, it doesn't look like anything in the menagerie has been fed for days.
God knows what Susan's been feeding them.
Nothing but air, by the looks of it. Are you two done with my client yet? She has to learn how to get shot in the head. Yes, yes, she's all yours. Come on, Queenie. Let's go fluff that flamingo.
There was an actor had a chimp and salad was his name. Oh, S-A-L-A-D, 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 and salad was his name. Oh,
what? Mick!
Hello, hello. What's this? A talking broom cupboard? Another adventure for Mick Salad, it seems.
No, Mick, it's me.
Joanna?
Get in here, Mick.
What? What on earth for?
Just come here.
Gosh, it's tight in here. Joanna, what's all this about?
Listen to me, Mick. We don't have a lot of time.
My, a little broom closet rumpy-pumpy. Yes, I quite like this idea, Joanna. Hands grasping at atomizers, the scent of window lean, our grunts of exertion mixing with the clacking of mop handles.
No, Mick, we have a far, far bigger issue.
You flatter me, but I barely even half-masters its steps.
I mean the others. None of them believe we're an item.
Oh, that. Yes, damn our fantastic acting. We've only gone and pulled the wool over their eyes irreversibly.
We need to find a way out of this. I can't go to jail, Mick. I have an audition coming up for that police dog training video.
We have to find proof of our alibi. But how? How?
Oh, it's truly ironic that as actors we commit to film 1,000 fictions but have no personal truths on tape when we need them.
What did you just say?
Oh, I can't remember. Something profound.
No, you said something about being on film. Of course! The film! Joanna, I've got it!
What have you got? Oh, Mick, what have you got? Do I need to wash?
No, Joanna, that's not what I mean. And besides, washing won't help. No, the tape. We could use the tape.
Oh, yes, Mick, of course, the tape! Wait, what tape?
Ah, yes, I knew there was something I was supposed to tell you.
Mick, what tape?
In my traditional mischievous fashion, did, on the date in question... commit our lovemakings to the timeless medium of celluloid.
You're saying...
I'm afraid I filmed us bonking, yes.
Oh, God.
Joanna!
Oh, God! Mick, how could you?
Now calm down.
You filmed us peppering the parsnip whilst Vivian was exploding.
Yes, don't you remember? You thought the earth was moving.
Yes. Oh, the explosion!
That angels were singing.
The screaming of traumatized civilians on the studio tour.
Don't you see? The tape proves we can't have exploded Viv.
Wait, that's the one you filmed?
Yes.
The Egyptian one.
Rather dashing in my robes, wasn't I?
That tape could prove our innocence. We just have to show it to everyone.
Yes. Yes, as we're in an open and sharing mood, I might as well tell you, I'm not entirely sure where the tape currently is.
You lost it?
Of course not. You think I would be so careless with our erotic archive? No. I lent it.
You lent it?
Only to some of the lads.
Some of the lads?
Joanna, please. For a man, the approval of larger, sweatier pack males is key to their positioning in the social strata.
Oh, can you get it back?
Of course, my little hum-dumpling. You forget I can be quite, quite persuasive. Can I not?
Mick.
What do you say, Joanna? Once more, for luck?
No, we can't. There's no time to lose.
Oh, Jojo, why such a hurry? We've got all the mops in the world.
Mick.
Clack, clack, Joanna. Clack, clack.
Inmates, 10 minutes of visitation commences now. Please keep hands, mouths and genitals off the glass.
Hello. Thank you for seeing me.
Well, well, well. Wallace Byrne McTravers, as I live and breathe. Oh, I'm going to put this out. Absolutely disgusting habit. How are you, Wallace? Didn't figure you for a visitor.
I've been sacked, Laura.
And what? Fancy your job as a prison guard?
No, that's not... I had to talk to you.
So talk.
You heard the woman.
Who is this lovely, enormous thing?
This is Sheila. She's my bodyguard. Never mind her.
Hello.
Can it, Sheila?
A bodyguard? Gosh, it's all very real, isn't it?
Oh, it's real, all right, Matravers. It's as real as they come here on the inside. This is high-stakes, off-script improv. No holds barred. And if you fluff a line, you get shivved in the pants.
Goodness!
Luckily, with my first-class degree in production management, my second-degree murder charge, and the fact that I battered a chimpanzee to death with a clipboard, the girls know to take my direction.
They take your direction?
We do!
Shut it, Sheila.
God, that sounds marvellous.
Oh, it is? I've got a production of My Fair Lady opening up here next week, and the physical precision I've been able to achieve with a lingering threat of violence is really quite special.
I can't wait to see it.
Press nights next Friday.
Well, I must get a suit laundered, and I'll need a taxi, but... No! Laura, wait! This isn't what I came here to discuss. I need your help to figure out what the hell is going on that set.
Oh, Wallace, why do you care? You're out now.
But I want to know. I want to know who ruined my one shot at my dreams and who killed all those poor... Poor people, of course.
So, what's your theory?
Laura, a lot of people are dead.
I know that.
But why would only two of them explode? If that was the killer's calling card, his motif, why only Susan and Viv?
Who knows?
But I think I might. Viv and Susan, what else did they have in common?
What else?
Apart from the exploding, I mean. They were a pair of old soaks, Laura. Both of them. They'd take a drink wherever they could get it. Bars, bottles. Hip flasks.
Hip flasks?
You don't remember, do you? When Susan's hand exploded, she was holding two things. A canary and...
Good Lord. Viv's hip flask from a trailer where she found the plants.
And then, blammo. Laura, the last thing Viv ever did to me was shove her hip flask into my hands before she went on set in front of the studio tour. 2 minutes later, there was no Vivian.
You think they were drugged?
Don't you? Slip some relax, you chill in the hip flask, knowing Viv is going to slather herself in that moisturiser and Bob's your uncle, you've got your explosion.
I don't know, Wallace. Exactly which genius worked out how to make people explode? You know as well as I do there aren't two brain cells to rub together on that entire film set.
You're right. And yet, someone knew two harmless substances mixed together could make a person burst.
Well, not totally harmless.
Eh?
I mean, the chimp mitts, the relaxi-chill. It's not without its side effects.
What do you mean?
I mean, on chimps, it works wonders. Used to calm Olivier Dan nicely, but give that stuff to a human and it really kicks in. More or less freezes you in place.
But it can't kill you.
Not unless someone drops a piano on your head.
Yes, or a...
Oh, my God.
The crucifix! That was the day it was rigged to drop.
If Viv was spied with relaxi-chill...
She wouldn't have been able to move.
And that so-called press stunt she organised would have ended with her being flattened to death.
What if we've been asking the wrong thing all along? It's not who exploded Vivian Stone. It's who was trying to crush Vivian Stone.
Doesn't quite have the same ring to it, does it?
Sorry you had to see that, both of you.
That was quite the show.
Yes, Miss Pop, and quite the twist, I think you'll agree.
Wiggy, I've seen men kill one another. I've seen men die as they try to pack their entrails back into their bellies, but nothing will haunt me as much as seeing mixed salad climax whilst dressed as an Egyptian pharaoh.
And of all the pharaohs, Cleopatra was an interesting choice.
And Joanna Shoebags was what, a snake?
Who knew they made crotchless body socks?
And that noise you can hear just before the end, that's...
I think that's Viv Stone detonating in the distance.
Jesus, where the hell did you get this?
Afraid I won't give up my sources, sir. Let's just say this found its way into my hands, and once I realised it involved two of my battalion, I thought it best to bring it straight to you.
Does anyone else have a copy of this?
I doubt it.
Good. The very last thing this film needs is a sex scandal, especially one as baffling as this.
That poor abacus.
And to abuse papyrus like that.
But we can't ignore this. I can't have this kind of behaviour going on in the ranks.
We ignored it with Spellerton and Hutch, Wiggy, and we'll ignore it again.
But they were in love, and they never used an abacus.
At this stage, our position is far too delicate to risk any further uncontrolled headlines. This tape must not see the light of day.
You do not say a word about this to anyone, Wiggy, do you hear?
But...
Wiggy, I enlisted you to finish this film. Miranda and I are about to sit through our 50th Viv Stone audition tape. Do you have any idea how many auditions a woman like Viv Stone warbled her way through? Just ignore this tape nonsense and crack on. You're dismissed.
Sir, yes, sir.
Right then, Miranda, back to it. Next tape. Love on a Penny Farthing Too, A Penny Farther, from 1942. God, I hate cinema.
You listen to me, young man, and you listen good.
Oh, tell him, Mick. You tell him.
I am going to ask you one more time, like a gentleman, where is my erotic tape?
I wish I knew, mate.
Damn it, man, don't make me strike you. My fists are ready.
Don't hold back, Mick. Let him have it. Both barrels.
Stand up, sir. Up with you and let's fight.
I don't want to fight you, mate. I told you, I ain't got the tape anymore.
Your pals down in the technical department said just the opposite.
And I told you it's doing the rounds. I had my go. There's a system. You'll get it back.
But when, man? When?
Look, last I heard, it was going up to top brass.
What?
It's popular, that's all.
Popular?
Yeah, the big execs tend to go for the high concept stuff. The costumes, the lighting, whatever you did to that poor abacus. So if you want it back quick smart, I'd say that's where you need to get digging.
Oh my goodness, Mick. Did you hear that? Big execs!
They've been ignoring my showreel for months.
And mine!
Finally, we've got a product the world wants to see. We must find it.
Smalley, what did you think of it? The tape?
Thought it was all right?
Just all right. Oh, come on, Mick. Let's leave this Philistine and go and find the people who truly appreciate the emotional scope of our genitalia.
I think that's all we need. Thank you, Miss Stone. A great performance. Your partner, she okay?
What, Feathers? Oh, she'll be fine.
She normally choke like that?
I'm afraid it has been known.
Good God!
Did you have any idea?
Me? I don't think anyone did.
Well, this is sensational. How has no one ever found out about this?
I suppose this tape has been so deeply hidden in the archives, no one could have known it existed.
What do you want to do with it?
Well, I don't know. We didn't want any more scandal, but this is huge. The press are already stirred up with the news about Ronnie, but this makes the film even more of a reunion. Francesca? Who is that, Francesca?
Is everything okay?
Francesca?
Where is she?
Must still be on her lunch break. To be fair, no one can stop banging on about the new canteen food. It's supposed to be remarkable. I'll get it. Well, how odd. We were just talking about... What are you doing? I see. It was you all along.
I should warn you. I'm a very expensive woman to burn to...
This is a call for James Wigginton to the armory, please. Can James Wigginton please make his way to the armory?
Wrap up the chats, ladies. Visiting time's nearly over.
You're needed in rehearsal, boss.
Wallace, I've got to go.
But we need to figure out who would want Vivian dead.
I'm sorry, but I've got the chorus of I'm Getting Married in the Morning to direct, and my Henry Higgins is refusing to Ken because she's on a period.
It sounds like quite the spectacular.
Well, it's all thanks to you. You paid for it.
What?
Overtime pay. I came off the Rosemary's Toddler shoot rolling in cash.
Rolling in cash? But I haven't seen a penny in weeks.
Technicians' unions, Wally. If you're one of the few senior technicians, overtime goes through the roof.
Well, that's dispiriting to hear.
Ever since Viv exploded, I've been on quadruple wages. Your production was the most lucrative of my career.
Well, at least it was someone's. Wait, senior technicians? Oh, my God, senior tech... Yes. Laura, I think I've worked it out. Overtime pay. The money. This was about money.
I don't understand.
Every accident, every... Death, Vivian exploding, Susan, Will, Olivier.
No, that was me.
Oh, right, yes, but the others, what's the one thing that's happened every single time?
We had to stop shooting.
You said it yourself. Because of overtime, the longer the production runs, the richer the senior technicians get.
My God. So this was never about Vivian. It was about clocking up the fees.
The killer probably thought that offing the star would mean endless delays while we reshot the whole film from the start without her. And with you in here, which other senior technician could be profiting from this?
Maybe the same senior technician who knew that crucifix was rigged to drop on Vivian Stone during the studio tour.
The same senior technician who had access to all areas of the set, who could easily swipe Olivier's tranquilizers.
The same senior technician who had a document signed by Vivian Stone herself, meaning he'd never be found guilty.
My God!
Wiggly!
And now he's in charge. and Ronnie is the key to finishing the film. I have to save her.
Good God, Leopold, this place is heaving.
It's Passion of Cleopatra. Apparently, the Queen of Egypt can't appear on screen without being flanked by 100 exotic beasts.
Rather her than me. These things are starved. Those sheep look ready to eat an elephant. That elephant started gnawing on his own trunk.
Here she is. Hello, Bitsy. Now, hold her still, Queenie.
She doesn't look very well, Leopold.
She's a 59-year-old flamingo dosed up to the eyeballs on Relax You Chill. It's a wonder she can even stand up.
Are you not feeling chatty today, Bitsy?
Pass the bag. I'm going to try some of Viv's special cream.
On a flamingo?
Oh, come on. If it can keep Vivian Stone from disintegrating, imagine what it can do for this lovely old bird.
I don't think she likes that, Leopold.
Bitsy doesn't get to make the decisions. Bitsy gets creamed, and Bitsy will be grateful.
Bitsy's eyes are changing colour.
That just means she's enjoying it.
What's happening to her skin?
It's finding a new lease of life.
Leopold, I think we should stop.
You do not stop in the pursuit of beauty, Queenie. Have you learned nothing?
She's smoking.
Keeps you thin.
I don't mean like that.
Would you stop criticizing?
Oh, heavens!
Queenie!
Bitsy's
Greedy.
Exploded!
Really?
Leopold, oh my God!
Oh.
There's something in your eye!
Yes!
I think it's Bitsy's beak, you know!
Yes, that would explain the excruciating agony!
Oh dear!
What was that?
Leopold, I think she blew a hole in the menagerie fence!
Oh dear, is that?
Lions and tigers! Ravenous looking sheep.
Oh my.
Did you just hear something, Wiggy? Like a boom?
You can't hear a boom, Ronnie. They hear you.
No, I don't mean that. I mean the other kind.
I didn't hear anything. Right, now, this won't take long.
How are we going to practice this?
Oh, don't you worry about that. All will become clear.
It's a exciting new ending.
I've never been very good at getting to the end of things, you know. Never sat well with me.
But it means the film will be finished, and we can all go back home and see it in the cinema.
That's what I'm afraid of. You know what these are, Ronnie?
Guns.
That's right. Deadly guns. Some of my most vivid memories have been with guns.
Oh, really? Like what?
Shooting people, mainly. Shooting them all over their bodies.
Right.
And very soon, I'm going to be shooting you.
What?
With the camera, for the scene.
Oh, right.
But also, with this gun.
Oh, no.
Which, of course, fires blanks.
Oh, of course.
You're very on edge, girl.
Sorry, I've not been near guns before. It's a bit weird for me.
Oh, well, don't you worry about that. You leave it all to me. Now sit still and don't move a muscle. This is going to be really rather painful.
Who Exploded Vivian Stone is written and performed by Kill the Beast, who are David Cumming, Clem Garrity, Natasha Hodgson, Ollie Jones and Zoe Roberts. The music is by Felix Hagen, sound design by Rich Evans and photography by Idil Sukan. The series is produced by Ben Walker for Storyglass. If you enjoy Who Exploded Vivian Stone, then you'll love Kill the Beast's globe-hopping adventure, Eglantine Whitechapel, Supernatural Detective, also available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.